This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, so Seth Walder of ESPN, I unlike others, I don't live in reverence to these guys. I just provide the data, the information. They obviously get huge paychecks from ESPN to crank out this information. It's just their perspective. It's just their opinion. It does not mean they're right. Gave the Commanders a C overall grade for this offseason. I ask you, what would be your overall grade at 301-230-0980? Or if you just want to tweet me, we'll get the as many of them on as we can at WrestleMania621. And again, please send your doctor suggestions to Linnell and to Max.
And at WrestleMania621.
Anyway, this is a good bit, but it's getting maybe I should probably bury the bit. At Snacks Ames is where you want to really focus your attention.
WrestleMania 621.
So the Commanders got a C from Seth Walder of ESPN, and it seemed like he gave a bunch of C's out. Again, in the interest of not wanting to really give out D's and F's, and they only gave out one D, and that's to the New Orleans Saints, who suck as an organization and will always suck as an organization and have been the worst managed franchise from a salary cap perspective in 10 years, which always, again, proves, unlike some of my friends who believe you can do whatever you want with the salary cap, that no, you can't, because you wind up being in 7-9 hell every year. But anyway, nevertheless, the Commanders got a C. Fine. Average. Okay. I was Mr. C when I was in high school, okay? A little bit better in college as the years went along, but...
They get degrees, man.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. C is not something you should really be proud of. So
no, of course not.
What he said was the biggest move was trading for Laremy Tunsil. I don't think anybody would disagree with that, right? That's the big splash move of the offseason, right?
I mean, yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm Deebo Samuel is not a bigger addition than Laremy Tunsil. Javon Kinlaw is not a bigger addition than Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, I mean, Deebo would be the only other thing that you could kind of argue, I feel like. Unless you want to, you know, make the argument that Jalen Lane's going to change everything on the special teams, but I don't think that that's going to be the most impactful
right. This
season.
Well, and again, impactful can be different than biggest.
Yeah.
But a guy like Jalen Lane, I got to see it first, man. I've seen so many of these guys come in with so much hype and so much hope and so much promise, and everybody gets in a lather, and then when the games and the bullets fly for real, they do diddly poo. Right?
That's why we watch. That's why we have training camp.
I'm not trying to be mean, but even beyond training camp and even beyond the preseason games, right?
For sure.
I mean, we've seen it all. All right, so anyway, he says the biggest move is trading for offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil. Again, hard to argue with that. The move he liked, releasing Jonathan Allen. That was a move that I didn't love because I think Jonathan Allen is still a more productive and consistent player than Daron Payne. But I understood completely because of the massive salary cap implications. It was much, much, much easier to get rid of Jonathan Allen than it was Daron Payne. And Daron Payne does have more probably potential than Jonathan Allen. But Jonathan Allen is more steady, more consistent. That being said, that was the move he liked. The move he disliked was the first move they made in free agency, signing Javon Kinlaw. And I remember, and I've told this story a bunch of times, we were sitting out in the bullpen. I think it was, Max, maybe you were there. I can't remember. I know Drabby was there, and maybe Linnell. I can't remember. But it was like 12:15, 15 minutes into the unofficial signing period, and the report emerged, Javon Kinlaw, Commanders, 3 years, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. And the first thing I thought was, oh, like, okay. I totally kind of expected Javon Kinlaw. 3 years, $45 million, what are we doing? And that's somewhat, and I immediately tweeted that out. And I immediately said that. And that's pretty much everyone else's reaction since signing Javon Kinlaw. Now listen, we all understand salaries are out of whack. We all understand that this was not signing Albert Haynesworth to a $100 million deal in 2009. We got it. We all understand, like, you're going to pay more in free agency. We all do. I think we do. But there are still some deals that seem fair and some deals that don't seem fair or right or appropriate. And this one still, quite honestly, doesn't feel fair, right, or appropriate. And maybe and hopefully we'll all be proven wrong. And Javon Kinlaw be an absolute animal. But for now, not a lot of people like that move, including, again, Seth Walder. So here's what he wrote. He said, even if Washington overachieved in the playoffs, which I don't think anybody can deny, he said, it still is in the enviable situation of having a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal, so it makes sense to push the chips in, which is what it did. Their biggest move was a bold trade of a third and seventh round picks, a future second round pick, and a swap of fourth round picks for Tunsil. The irony of the trade was that Houston badly needed offensive line help, and the Commanders didn't have to upgrade. Brandon Coleman posted above average pass block and run block win rates as a rookie last season, but Tunsil's a high-end pass blocker despite leading all players in penalties last season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He said, at 30 years old, Tunsil could have plenty left. His current contract is good value, as it requires the Commanders to pay him $21.35 million in each of the next two seasons. We know he's going to be asking for a new contract at some point. We just don't know if he's going to get it here. We presume he might get it, but we don't know for sure. Then the Commanders also And I sprinkled in a little bit of my own analysis there. He didn't say that, Walder. He said, Walder said after adding tackle Josh Connerly Jr. in the first round of the draft, the Commanders have options. Coleman, Connerly, or Andrew Wiley, last season's right tackle, could all feasibly start. Guard could be an option for whomever doesn't start at tackle. Washington ranked 9th in win block pass block win rate last season and should expect it to be better in 2025. He said the trade for Deebo Samuel was a move that I was less of a fan of the more I thought about it. The Commanders dealt a fifth-round pick and will pay $17.5 million for Samuel, who's 29, coming off a rough 2024, in which he recorded 670 receiving yards and a career-low 37 overall score in their ESPN-based player-tracking receiving scores. And he goes on and on. He talks about signing Kinlaw to a three-year deal averaging $15 million with $30 million fully guaranteed, which I said was a head-scratcher. Kinlaw has largely disappointed since being drafted in the first round in 2020. Even with having a career season in 2024, this is a clear overpay. And by the way, a career season doesn't mean stopping the run. It means as a sacker. Yeah, what do you have, like 5.5 sacks or whatever it was last year with the Jets, with a very talented defense? He said, I was good with the Commanders cutting Allen, but paying Kinlaw this much to replace him doesn't make sense. He said the Commanders made a slew of smaller deals with older veterans, including bringing back Bobby Wagner, bringing in Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise Jr. Wagner has back for 1 year for $9 million as a future Hall of Famer, but I worry about the Commanders are pushing their luck, relying on him again at age 35. And I think that's fair. He didn't mention Zach Ertz, but that's another one of those one-year deals. Okay, he's not going to mention everybody. Basically, what he's saying is they had an average offseason, right? That's what a C grade, and that's what you probably take away from that analysis. I think they had better than a C grade, a true C grade. What I can't decide, quite honestly, is if I should go as high as a B minus. I lean more towards a C plus. And the reason why I lean more towards a C plus than a C, but I'm kind of stuck between a C plus and a B minus for whatever little gap that is I too, again, not a huge fan of the Kinlaw deal, but I really do like what they did in the secondary. I do think they're also going to very much improve their run defense, or at least I think noticeably improve their run defense. And, again, I think they improved their coverage in the secondary. Now, did they weaken their pass rush? Absolutely. And Walder, by the way, doesn't go into the Dante Fowler situation. He doesn't go into bringing back Noah Igbinoghene and whether Mikey Sanversville is going to play outside or inside. He does talk about Jonathan Jones. He doesn't talk about Trey Amos. I mean, obviously, he's not going to cover every transaction and every move they made. But I do think because they improved, I believe, their run defense, I do believe they improved their secondary. I do believe as long as Terry is here, they improved their wide receiver core, even though they lost a couple of guys. And I don't like losing Alameda Zaccheaus, but I don't mind losing Jamison Crowder and or De'Ami Brown. I do believe they are slightly better than average in terms of their offseason. I do believe they are a slightly better roster than when we last saw them. C plus for me, with the opportunity to perhaps be convinced into a B minus.
Yeah, B minus is kind of where I would find myself with this offseason. Like you said, I really like what they've done in the secondary. I think Trey Amos is a great addition. Jonathan Jones, I mean, he is going to kind of show Mikey Sanders still the way of the smaller kind of nickel corner. At least that's what I hope is going to happen. Another big thing, I think, on the offensive side of the ball is, I mean, you brought in Laramie, you brought in Deebo, you brought in all these kind of weapons that, and of course you lost, like you said, Zaccheaus, you lost Brown, you lost Jamison Crowder. But all at the same time, like, Jaden is going to take that next step. I think Luke McCaffrey, I mean, this is day 874 of waiting for Luke McCaffrey to break out, but I still think that, I mean, it's only year two for him. I was reading something. Ed McCaffrey had sat down and kind of talked about Yeah. So
and the picture, I mean, he looks buff for whatever that's worth.
He does look swole. And one thing Ed said is that they put Luke at all five wide receiver positions last year, so he's had experience everywhere. So no matter where you put him on the field, he'll be able to step in and hopefully kind of take a step up into that role. I think Jalen Lane, like, you can't really project rookies, but what Jalen Lane brings is the speed, and that's going to be paramount for this offense, like taking the top off, because you're still going to have Terry throughout this year because he's going to play unless something unthinkable happens. But at the same time, like, you're just, it adds just such another element to the offense that I think you're not going to, like, lose as much of with the outgoings of the on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive line is built up way bigger than it was last year. I think it's going to be healthier. It's deeper. So I B minus. I'm kind of talking myself more up into a B range, ooh, but I think I B minus is where I'm going to stand pat.
All right. So B minus, pretty much set, with the ability to go up to a B. I'm a C plus with the ability to go up to a B minus. Let's take some calls on this next. 301-230-0980. We're on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, also on iHeartRadio. And tune in. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.